And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group is saying Israeli settlers in the West Bank have got the go-ahead to grab more land. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Middle East settlement tracking group Peace Now says Israel has approved the largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in over three decades, authorities recently approving the appropriation of land in the Jordan Valley. The Palestinians view the expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank as the main barrier to any lasting peace agreement, and most of the international community views them as illegitimate. Israel's government considers the area to be the historical and religious heartland. Peace Now's data indicate it's the largest single appropriation approved since the 1993 Oslo Accords at the start of the peace process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Israeli strike killed one of Hezbollah's top commanders in South Lebanon on Wednesday, prompting response rocket fire by the Iran-backed group into Israel as their dangerously poised conflict rumbled on. The Israeli military said it struck and eliminated Hezbollah's Mohammed Nasser, calling him commander of a unit responsible for firing from southwestern Lebanon at Israel. Nasser, killed by an airstrike in southern Lebanon, was one of the most senior Hezbollah commanders to die yet in the conflict, two security sources in Lebanon said. Waves crashed into the shoreline in Kingston, Jamaica on Wednesday as the center of Hurricane Beryl churned toward the island on Wednesday after uprooting trees, ripping off roofs, and destroying farms as it forged a destructive, water-soaked path across smaller islands in the Caribbean.